Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, it's the best show. What's up, guys? That's right. Had some technical problems. Had a lightning storm roll through. But nothing stops the best show crew. They make it happen. They make it happen. They get to work. They make it happen. Now we're here. So let's do it. We'll see what happens. Maybe another lightning storm will roll through. I don't know, but all I know is that we are here right now, and that's all that matters. So let's do it. The topic tonight. If you are handcuffed, which celebrity would you want to be handcuffed to as you ran through the bayou trying to evade local authorities? Or the authorities. Not even local. The feds could roll in on this one. The number 201-3-323-484. That's the number to get in on the action. And it's best show time. Let's just get right to it. Keep the machine rolling, right? Here we go. Best show. Stuff in the rearview mirror. Thank you to Jason and Pat for working through that. Best. Told you they're the best. Sure, did they leave the lid to the peanut butter filled pretzel things open? Yeah, they did. Do they snip and backstab? Yeah. But do they get the job done? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'll take it. Who did we just hear from? Lithix. This album, Mating Surfaces, is the album. It's on Kill Rock Stars. It's a great album. We just heard Dancing Guy. good stuff. Kill Rock Stars, can't go wrong with that label. Can't go wrong. Once again, they done brung it. The phone number, 201-332-3484. Looks like we got a full phone bank, so we'll get to the calls in a moment. My name's Tom. I'm the host of The Best Show, and I'm here tonight, and I welcome you on this humid, rainy, lightning-packed August evening, hot August night, as Neil Diamond once said. Jesus Christ, Fanny Bryce, Lenny Bruce, and who else? Remember that song, Mike? From the album Hot August Night. I think it went a little something like this. Granola Sweet. Full band. 1972 at the Greek Theater. One of the most upsetting album covers ever. I'm assuming he walked out now to this. Did you hear the crowd cheering? Comes up to the mic, Mr. Neil Diamond. Boy, boy. Is this guy trying to run the clock out? Sorry. This album sucks, actually. Thought I liked it. No? What's wrong with these people? To wait 45 minutes for the guy to, I got a song to sing. No. You're out of here. Show him the door. So, tonight's topic is, if you were on the run, handcuffed to a celebrity in the bayou, who would you want to be handcuffed to? Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out. Who's good here, Mike? Best Show, hi.
Hey, what's up?
Not a whole lot. To whom am I speaking?
This is Eric. How are you?
Good. What's up, Eric?
Well, I called last week about my comic, and we passed our goals, so I was wondering if you'd like to be drawn in it.
If you wanted to what now?
To draw you in the comic book that I'm writing.
Sure, draw me in it. It's fine.
All right, cool.
Cool.
And also, I have one for the topic.
What do you got?
Okay, I feel like he knows the bayou very well, so Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey is a good one. He's in shape. You feel like he would have some functional knowledge of the bayou.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Best Show, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Austin in West Virginia.
What's up, Austin?
Not much. I was actually just reading the acclaimed book, All the Answers, by Michael Kupperman, on your recommendation.
Yeah, I recommended it last week, man. He was in studio. You like it?
I am loving it. I'm about halfway through it. It's fantastic.
Great. Good. I'm glad you like it. So what do you got? You got something for the topic?
I do. Can it be any era, or are we talking new celebrities?
You do what you want, my friend, and
okay.
I will take it from there.
Okay, how about Tim Conway from, like, Carol Burnett to Modern Family days?
So we're talking probably mid-40s Tim Conway, right?
Right.
Why would you pick Tim Conway to run through the bayou with?
Okay, well, I feel like I'm probably about as fit as middle-aged Tim Conway, so neither of us are going to be slowing the other one down.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a fair point.
Yeah, and also, the man's good at character work, so I feel like disguises, not going to be much of a problem with him.
Yeah, except for the fact that there's a person next to him all the time.
I feel like we could work on that later on.
All right, well.
Get the outfit on, we got it.
Sure, and what would the outfit be? What would you pose as?
Shrimp farmer.
A shrimp farmer.
They got those down there, right?
So, like, two shrimp farmers standing right next to each other.
The entire time.
While they talk to the authorities. No, we haven't
seen
anything.
They get the work done faster.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything. Yeah, right? Just, we haven't seen anything. We're right next to each other. It makes the work go faster. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. Good evening. This is Sean from Overland Park, Kansas.
Good evening to you, Sean.
Yeah, I caught you on the last tidbit last time we spoke. But, hey, I just want to say thank you for the recommendation for Astral Weeks when you had the writer Ryan Walsh on your schedule. I'm reading the book, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's a good book. Astro, Mike and I were talking about it. Mike's reading it, too, and he's enjoying it. And we were talking about it. Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you're liking it.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
For the topic,
yes.
I think I would probably suggest Scarlett Johansson for me, just because, well, she is Black Widow, but, I mean, I think she could pretty much be her way, especially with her good looks and charm, to get to the next step, so who knows?
So you think if law enforcement surrounded you in the bayou as you're trudging through the kind of waist-deep water in some spots... Now, she's not the tallest. Does that factor in?
No, I don't think so.
Well, how tall are you, young person?
I'm 5'9".
5'9", okay. Well, that's comparable then. You're not going to be running too deep and she's going to be drowning. Okay, that's fair. And you
Tom,
feel
can
like
I ask who yours would be? I'm sorry to interrupt.
You can't. No, I'm not doing that yet. But that's why you got to listen to the show.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Best show, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
My name is Yusuf. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little...
Is the phone quality okay?
Phone quality's all right.
Okay.
Yes, it's acceptable.
Fair enough.
What do you got for me?
Well, I was thinking for the topic, I was thinking Bruce Springsteen.
You'd want to run through the bayou with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I feel like he would, keep a level head. He would kind of calm me down because I would get very anxious and very nervous.
Yeah.
And he would just kind of talk me down. And if we got caught, which we inevitably would because I'm not super fit, I feel like he'd be able to be the best face for the authorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think they would kind of trust that it's a responsible guy like that?
Yeah, they'd look at me and they'd say no way, but they'd look at him and they'd, kind of feel bad for him, and I think we'd pass on through.
Sure. All right. Well, you'd certainly find. I don't know why you're both on the run. I don't know why the fuzz are going to suddenly be nice to you because you're with a famous guy. But who knows?
That's
these
true.
Are, these are swamp.
That's
true. These are swamp cops out there, right?
Yeah.
All right, pretty good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that bayou make me run if that's what's playing out there. This trash. Imagine listening to this as, like, your choice of music. Special, hi.
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 How's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Brendan from Nova Scotia.
Brendan from Nova Scotia, home of?
Sloan.
That's right. And?
Joel Plaskett?
Give me one more. Come on.
Jail? You said jail?
Yeah.
Just jails in general?
I don't know. What else is up? Isn't there a band? What's the band? Jail? J-A-L-E?
I've never heard of them.
All right. What do you got for me?
My first thought was just like someone from Storage Wars. And then I realized that I'd be handcuffed to them. So I was thinking Daryl from Storage Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he would just plow through people. Like I could keep up with him. He'd be able to just.
Yeah. He's not exactly going to be tearing through the swamp. Daryl on Storage Wars.
I feel like if he was threatened, he might be able to make it.
But I picture this. You find, this is what would happen to you with Daryl on Storage Wars. You'd find an old shack, right, to hide out in the swamp, in the bayou, as the authorities are looking for you. And then he'd see, like, some milk jug in there, right? And he'd be like, that's a $400 piece easy. We gotta carry that. I can sell that for $400. Pick that up. And then get that. There's a Coca-Cola sign right there. That's a $600 piece. You say you two be running through the bayou, running from the authorities, holding on to collectibles.
Yeah, we might have too much to handle.
Yeah. I think Daryl might
buy a gator.
Might not be a great choice. You might be Dunzo, my friend.
You might be right.
You might be gator bait out there.
Yeah, a giant gator showed up and ate my friend and the Coca-Cola sign. And the Coca-Cola sign was worth $400.
And he'd cut my hand off probably and just want to keep running.
You kidding? He'd cut your hand off and he'd sell your hand.
I got a human hand here. This human, it's an $800 human hand. I could sell this for $800 easy. This bayou run was a total victory for me.
Bye-bye. So anyway, I saw a video. This is the most horrific video I've ever seen in my life. It is a mere 45 or so seconds, 49 seconds. This is the most upsetting thing. Mike, first of all, how are you tonight? Doing good. Good. Do you know who Jim Harbaugh is? He's a football coach, right? I just want you to listen to this video of him talking to a child. This is truly horrifying. I want people to count the ways that this is horrifying. This is him at a press conference talking to a child.
How are we doing, Brady?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
How much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be quarterback?
Can I give you a hug?
So then he gives the kid a hug.
That is a great question. And I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. At all times, drink as much milk as your, could be chocolate milk, could be the 2%, but the ideal is the whole milk. That's the ideal. As much as your little belly can hold.
Okay. This is upsetting. Am I alone on this? Mike? No, first of all, the guy's not saying milk. He's saying milk. Drink as much milk as you can. He's saying the word milk, which is very troubling. I don't know why you would call it milk. And then he says, drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Maybe the most upsetting phrase you could generate. I mean, he should have been arrested after this.
How are we doing, Brady?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
How much milk do I have to drink to be big enough to be quarterback?
Can I give you a hug?
First of all, everyone laughing at the coach. Everything, this is, I tell you, I work in this profession, right, where I gotta get laughs. I gotta get laughs for bucks. That's what I get. If I don't get the laughs, I'm out of business. I'm out. But you get these people like this, and they come and they do a thing, and this guy just has to, this guy can do anything. It's a cult of personality. Everybody's roaring. Oh, ho, 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 ho. The coach said, can I get a hug? Oh, ho, ho, ho. If I would have said that, I'd be on probation. It's the best thing I could come up with.
That is a great question. And I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Let that sink in. This is a guy, how old is this guy? 53 at this point? He's talking to a child. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
At all times, drink as much milk as your, could be chocolate milk.
Could be chocolate milk.
Yeah, could be the 2%
milk.
The ideal is the whole milk.
The whole milk.
That's the ideal. As much as your little.
What is this guy with this milk? What is this? That's the ideal. The whole milk is the idea. The idea for what? Calcium deposits under your eyes? Right? What, skin tags? Do you want this kid to look like Rex Ryan Jr.? Will an 11-year-old Rex Ryan look-alike? Drinking whole milk all day long?
What's your question?
Good enough to be cool.
Okay.
I'll give you a hug.
I don't know why I'm so fascinated by this.
That is a great question. And I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk.
Milk. Where is that from? Milk. I've never heard milk said milk ever. That's not even a regional thing. What region flattens an I into the milk into milk? Now, this guy's a weird chamber of horrors.
Your little belly can hold. Milk is your little belly can hold. I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Yeah. By all rights, the kid's father should have come up and punched him out when he said that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. USOB.
Times, drink as much milk as your, could be chocolate milk, could be the 2%. But the ideal is the whole milk. That's the ideal. As much as your little belly can hold.
Yeah, great. The kid'll be barfing milk all night. I'm trying to drink as much milk. And I say it milk now, not milk. As my little belly can hold. I just kept drinking milk all night.
and I threw up again.
Coach Harbaugh gonna come and clean it up? Clean up the milk?
Thank you.
Am I alone on this? I think Mike's not on board with this. Do I think the kid's a plant for the milk industry? I don't know. It's a fair question. This guy just seems straight up demented, though. I think he's a plant for him. Milk. Are people going to see on the, let me see if anybody's saying anything about milk. You drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Milk. Sickening. I mean, you really should have been walked into a police car after this. And should not be allowed within 1,000 feet of any stadium. Yeah. I do like this that East West, who's a very funny guy, saying that people should start calling me Coach. I don't know, though. You drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Could be chocolate milk. Could be the 2%. Yeah, trust me. This little kid will be a health hazard. 14. Be riding a rascal around. I drank as much milk as my little belly can hold. And now I have milk poisoning.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome. Thank you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Dave in Fort Lauderdale.
Dave in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Dave?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Sound a little perturbed tonight.
I'm not feeling 100%. I think I got some dehydration or something. I think I may be a little sick, or it's been so hot here I might be a little dehydrated. I don't know. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm okay. This milk thing is just getting me.
Drink some milk, I was going to say. Maybe drink some milk.
You know what, Dave? Yeah. I should drink as much milk as my little belly will hold.
And then put your head down on your pillow.
And just imagine if I drank as much milk as I could. I would go to the hospital. Like,
you could die of milk overdose.
Oh, I would. I would actually.
If your belly could hold. I don't know how much your little belly can hold, but my little belly can hold a lot of milk.
Have you ever heard anybody say milk, not milk?
Yes.
Where?
Well, that's why I said pillow, because the same people say pillow instead of pillow.
Why?
I don't know. Northern Minnesota.
You drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
Yeah, and then this kid is going to be like 300 pounds, and there's going to be some kind of lawsuit involved.
Yeah, his skin, you'll touch him, and it'll be just like, you'll feel the milk squishing around underneath the skin. It'll be like a waterbed. It'll be like a little waterbed. Yeah, a little veal. A little milk-fed veal.
Milk-fed Jimmy, or whatever his name is.
He'll be like a little waterbed filled with milk. How disgusting would a waterbed filled with milk be, by the way?
Chocolate milk. It might be nice. Put a straw in there.
Yeah. What do you have, 3 hours?
I'm going to refrigerate it.
Okay, so you're gonna have a waterbed set up in a meat locker.
No, the bed, well, it'll be a little cooling tank that it goes
sure.
through.
Yeah, this sounds practical.
Yeah, it's chilly to sleep on.
Yes. It's not enjoyable to sleep on.
That's why I'm gonna wear a wetsuit.
Okay, well good. The milk goes bad. And you'd be laying on top of curdled milk.
Cottage cheese waterbed.
That's right. Cottage cheese waterbed.
Hey,
right?
Tom, have you heard of this website where you can book a celebrity?
Where you can book a celebrity. What is that now?
To talk to you, just to say like a little selfie video. And like Bam Margera. Kathy Griffin, Andy Milonakis.
Yeah, I have
Jake
heard
Paul.
Of this. And it's called, what's
book
it called
Cammy.
Again? Housepayments.com?
Yeah. Right.
Is there a website for this?
Yeah, I'm on there right now. It's called Book Cameo. Like, Chumley is $65.
Hold on, I'm going there now. BookCameo.com?
Right. Chumley is $250.
Hold on. I'm going here now. Hold on. Slow your roll, Chief.
All right.
Tom Felton from Harry Potter. What?
Check out their featured.
Look at some
featured.
Featured cameos.
That's our talent.
Bella Thorne, who's like a Disney star who seems like she's trying very hard to not be a Disney star anymore, right? Who else now is on this thing?
Go to the very top, and it says Browse Our Talent. You can see everyone.
Browse Our Talent. Where is this now? Browse Our Talent. Yeah, gotcha. Let's see who we got. Got Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray. Got Tayson Day, the guy, the Chocolate Rain guy. Chumley.
I have to admit, I don't recognize most of these people.
All right, hold on. Chumley from Pawn Stars. Who else is here on this?
Andy Milonakis, $70.
Andy Milonakis. Bam Margera, Andy Milonakis.
So if you click on one of these, you can see a sample of what they've done, which some are not family friendly.
Tommy Lee. Matt Barkley from the Cincinnati Bengals. Oh, my God. Ron Baker from the New York Knicks. Oh, my goodness. This guy was like the fourth string point guard. John Taffer Jake. From Bar Rescue.
Right.
Hold on. I got to hear his sample. Where's his sample? $149. Oh, here it is. $149 to get this guy to read something into a webcam.
Sing a happy birthday.
To an iPhone. Hold on. Let me hear this.
Okay, Thomas, your wife is turning 40. This is a big deal, buddy. You got to deliver. So I checked out Napa Tandy's. Place looks cool. Looks like you're set for a great party. There's only one final thing that you have to make sure happens for your wife at this party. You got to shut it down. Shut it down. And happy birthday.
Oh my God! And he actually reaches to shut the thing off. He can't even get somebody to sit there and film him. He actually reaches; his arm goes forward to actually click the thing off. $149, and that's what you get.
So I was thinking, hold on.
I love fantasy football. So congratulations on your 10th anniversary for the WMF Fantasy League, guys. 10 years is a really long time, but I have a question. Why would you do something for 10 years if Team J is always in last place? And Team J, why are you playing something if...
As this plays at the thing, oh! Like as all the teams are together and John Taffer just said you're always in last place. Oh!
Yep.
I think you're going to be in last place again. You guys need to shut this down and how about...
Shut it. Was this guy's thing? Shut it down? He really trying to ram that down our throats. shut it down. Really trying to make that stick.
Trump's not on here.
That actually would not be surprising if somehow the actual current president of the United States was on here. It'd be like $3,500, but he's still... Wait, Jake Paul, temporarily unavailable. Oh, no.
Well, I hope he gets better.
Oh, no.
Well,
yo, Alex, what is up, my dude? Okay, you're a businessman, you're CEO.
Sick world.
It is a sick world, and you just made it a little sicker by turning me on to this. I'm going to spend all my money here.
I was thinking Mike should do this, like maybe for $1.95 or something.
Hey, Mike. See, Mike, can you come in here? Now, this guy, Mike, I think this guy might have just hit on something. Mike, I think we just found the next thing. What about you do videos where you just, what if you do videos where it's like, hey, Keith, I just want to say happy anniversary. This is AP Mike, right?
Yeah.
And you just say, like, what's your catchphrase?
Hi, I'm Dennis.
I hate that.
Oh. Hi, I'm Dennis.
Yeah, it's like, why don't we figure out?
Maybe Gary the Squirrel could do something.
Hold on. Michael Beasley from the New York Knicks, formerly of the New York Knicks, currently on the L.A. Lakers, $100 to get him to read these things.
Wow.
So if he's doing it for $100,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What, 30?
30.
And we will, Mike, crank these things out. Right?
Yeah.
It'll just be you.
I'd buy one.
Hey, this guy will buy one right here. First sale.
Well, why don't we all get on board? You could probably cash in on this as well.
You know why?
Why?
First of all, I don't want to do it. But secondly,
you'd be among such good company.
Okay. Shh. Shh. Look, you look. What's your name again, young caller here?
This is Dave, also known as Admiral Dave.
Admiral Dave? You already put...
Is he in the Navy?
Yeah. Yeah. What is this, for Stolen Valor? What is it? What is your...
I'm the guy who was on the Coors Light sailboat last summer.
Oh, okay. All right.
The one we never got it together to go on.
Yeah.
So, Admiral Dave... Uh-huh. Wait, don't film me. The dude is going to put this up. He's going to sell this. What about, see, this is the problem, because Mike,
yeah.
First of all, I don't want to do it. You should do it, $30 a pop.
I'm trying to keep a cap on apmike.bandcamp.com at 20.
Uh-huh.
Everything 20 and under.
Well, let's crack it open now for this, though, right? And then the first thing we'll do, temporarily unavailable. Like, it'll make people want it more.
Yeah.
Like... AP Mike's recording wishes, best wishes for you, temporarily unavailable. People be like, oh, crap, I wanted to get one of these.
So all I really have to do is do a few samples?
You do a couple samples and we'll start off right off the bat, temporarily unavailable. Mm-hmm. Then a week later we make it available, then there'll be a little bit of a backlog.
Uh-huh.
But the reason I don't want to do it for all of us,
yeah,
I don't want to have to hear from Dudio and... When you're going to be in competition with him now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because what's he going to do with this thing?
I don't know.
Right? Hey, it's Dudio.
The guy who built the studio.
A happy birthday. Right?
He's got that professional voice.
Yeah. Look, yours is going to be amateur hour all the way. There's no disguising that.
No.
It's low rent.
Yes.
At best, it's low rent.
I agree.
It's probably squatting, not even rent. There might not be any rent involved. It's breaking a window, climbing into a place. But the thing is, Mike, and it drives Dudio, you are Mozart to his Salieri.
Yeah.
And it haunts him.
Uh-huh.
There's times when he's here at the studio, and he's like, why? Why him? Why does he have the thing that I cannot get? Why has he been touched by the hand of God?
Is that what's happened to
with
me?
With his gift.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But we'll get you filmed, because...
Yeah.
Because, look, if you're going to get charged 30, mm-hmm. what's the interest? 20? 20, 25 tops? 15. 15, right? Pat, how much would you, if we threw you up on one of these things, what would it be for you? 20?
Personalized birthday greeting?
If you just saying, you're just for hire now, and you're saying whatever people want you to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think like 30.
30? Well, Mike's getting 30, so.
So I should get lower?
Probably lower.
All right, so 20, 25.
Okay, so 20, 25. What's studio then? Also 20, 25?
I'm going to give a good deal at $15.
50. So I see what you're doing now. Duty is just making a straight up loss leader.
Yeah.
Just I'm undercutting the market. Yeah.
Calling an Uber.
15.
Is there anything Mike wouldn't say though? Because they have to review it. Oh, he'll say it. You get turned down.
Yeah, we're not running. Look, first of all, we're not running it through this horror of a site.
Well, no.
You think we're gonna do? We'll do this on our own. Think we got to somehow get involved with this dump?
Are any members of the Chili Peppers on there? Any band guys?
Let's see. I'll tell you who. When it comes to comedians, we're looking at Kathy Griffin, Granny Potty Mouth. So I guess you get some old lady just will say anything. That's charming.
How much?
Let's see how much Granny Potty Mouth is. $23. This old lady will say anything.
She would be in my competition.
Yeah, so you're in competition with Granny Potty Mouth.
That would be my main competition.
Who else is here for comedians? Isaac Mizrahi is on here. That's not the same one, though. Eric Griffin, the guy from Workaholics, is on here. Montez, $40. Oh, boy. Oh, brother. Who else? Theo Vaughn? Stuttering John? Oh. Mike the Cop.
How much is Stuttering John?
Stuttering John is 40. 40. So, Mike, you're 30. You're going to do 30, but we're going to do it direct. And we'll set it up. We'll set it up where it'll just be like, AP Michael, say anything. Not anything. He's not going to say weird, like, conspiracy theory stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just, he's not going to make hate speech. Yeah, we'll set this up, though. You're going to be rolling in it, Mike. I'm telling you.
Tom, what would be my cut?
Your cut? You'll give you a free video. We'll give you a free one. You'll do one of the sample ones that'll go up on the thing.
We'll give you a salute.
I am an editor looking for work, so maybe.
Yeah, trust me, there's no editing going on with these things. Editing.
Maybe that could be.
Yeah, editing. Yeah, let's make sure. Yeah, we'll do a 3-camera shoot with these things.
Yeah, well.
You kidding? We're going to shoot these things on an iPhone.
What if they had high production value and great cinematography?
No, not at all. Mike, you'd be charging the same as Bill Wennington from the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
From the championship Chicago Bulls charges $30 a pop.
$30, wow.
Hey, it's me, AP Mike. Happy birthday, Bill. Just want to tell you, go easy on the Coors Light. I love it. We got to set this up.
Yeah.
Right? Because look at it. You knock some. I'm not gonna take a nickel from this, Mike. You're in the clear 100% on this.
Uh-huh.
You film them every Tuesday. You come here and you film them. Then you just have to upload them or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I guess you do that at where? The library. You can do that, right?
I could do that.
Bring a flash drive into the library. Upload it there. Yeah. So we'll set this up. So keep your eyes peeled. AP Mike. All those birthday greetings and all those anniversary wishes and all that. Hey, it's coming soon.
My American dream is coming true.
Yeah, I know. Just
another step.
Grifting on the margins. $30 a pop. You grab it where you can. Just, yeah. Yeah, I got 4 more of them.
It's $120. Yeah. Mike's going to do these videos. He'll clean up. He'll clean up if we do that. I'm telling you. Admiral Dave, you just did a nice thing for Mike. Well,
thank you.
You just did a nice thing for the guy.
I hope he makes several hundred dollars.
Oh, he will. He will. You telling me people aren't going to order these things?
So what happened with the Coors Light? I know I sent you a video or something. I was wondering if I spooked you or something.
No, I just couldn't get it together schedule-wise. Right. Do you still have the boat?
Well, my friend is still doing it, but I'm not there. This summer we kind of had a little trouble.
Yeah. What, you inviting people on that he didn't want on it?
We've known each other since eighth grade, and just, you know, what happens when spend a little too much time with your childhood friend.
You have to tell me about it. I got a list. I got a list of people that don't talk to me no more. Yeah. I got a list.
I'm kind of sad about it, but.
Well, you know what? The only thing you can do is life is short, but if you're lucky, life is not short, and there's chapters, and you come back around, and it all makes sense in the long view.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. You have a great night.
All right. You have a...
Hey, it's AP Mike. I want to say for the fantasy football draft... I want to say that, Keith, you got to stop drafting Aaron Rodgers. And then everybody at the thing is like, whoa! Chris D'Elia. $1,000. Yeah, that's kind of what you should charge for a thing. If I'm going to completely humiliate myself for the end of, and it's not humiliating, I'm sorry, Mike. If you're going to make a video where you're basically saying whatever people tell you to say, you got to charge some money. Aaron McGahey from Jackass. Scott Rogowski. We should order one from Scott Rogowski. Right? I guess I've had enough of Scott Rogowski. Look. He went from the bottom, he climbed to the top. Enough, though. How much more is this guy supposed to be getting, right, from life? This guy's just winning over and over. I ain't winning like that, man. This dude just racks up the victories. He's got his own baseball card. There he is at the All-Star, baseball All-Star game. Scott Rogowski. Guy's got it figured out. I gotta get. Look, I could do one. I'm not doing these videos, though, so maybe I don't get. But I gotta get some of that Rogowski magic. This dude, he hosts the show HQ, and this guy's like a famous guy now. He's like, more people watch him than watch most of the talk shows. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Lee from New Orleans.
Lee from New Orleans. What's up, Lee?
Hey, just hacking, doing some work, checking in.
What are you hacking?
Oh, some freelance work. I do web development stuff out here. Not chilling in the swamps all the time, but only part of the time.
You like to sit back and drink a cold glass of milk?
Yeah, I love milk. We have many milk producers out here in the swamps.
And do you drink as much till your little belly is full?
I wouldn't say my belly's too little, but yeah, generally.
What kind of advice is that to a 9-year-old to become a quarterback of a team? It's like, yeah, why don't you spend some time practicing throwing a football around? That might be better advice than this kid power lifting a quart of milk every night.
It's a huge assumption on his part about the kid's dietary intake.
Yeah. Hold on one second.
That is a great question, and I love that you're thinking about that. Drink as much milk as your little belly can hold.
drink as much milk as your little belly can hold. Yeah, or throw a football at two people like a quarterback would and get some arm strength going. This kid's, what, his arm's going to be made of milk if he follows this guy's advice, right?
Yeah. At least watch some highlight reels. You know, that's a little bit better advice than drink some milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Yeah, we're on the same page. So what's going on tonight?
Not too much. It's gonna kind of gross outside out here in New Orleans. There's no real shows going on or anything, and just doing some work. But I wanted to call in about the topic in particular because I did technically grow up along the bayou, so have, I guess, an opinion about it.
All right, so you're handcuffed now, running from the authorities through the bayou. What are you running through now? You're running through water, right?
Running through marshlands, patting some alligators on the head, saying what's up to some turtles.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You got those fan boats? Are those fan boats riding around?
Yeah, that's, like, it's funny you say that because when I was growing up, we didn't have the traditional yellow school bus. We had the traditional yellow school bus with those big old fans on the back of them, and they had to get us all the way through the marshland, but we did just
fine. Hold on a second. You're going to school when you were down growing up on the bayou. You went to school through the swamps?
You got to get that education somehow.
And but what, the school bus had wheels and a giant fan on the back?
It's like those amphibious vehicles that you see in some cities where you can, just like ride somewhere and then go into the lake and hang out there.
When you got to school, did you, find out your teacher had e-cigarettes for legs?
No.
I gotcha.
Oh my God.
I gotcha, right?
No.
No. Yes. I gotcha.
I can't weasel my way out of this, Tom.
I gotcha.
No.
How I know it's you? You want to know how I know it's you?
How do you know it's me, my friend?
Simple. You're giving me what I want with every call a little too much.
check the caller ID, buddy. We got a 504 area code right here. That's New Orleans.
Yeah, you're probably running through some. You're probably bouncing the thing. You're bouncing it. Yeah, because first of all, you have such a thick southern accent.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what degree of sarcasm there is right there, but look, New Orleans isn't technically the South.
No, but it's in the... Look, when you're in New Jersey, it's the South.
People from here actually have accents closer to New Jersey and Brooklyn than the South, but that's
you're trying to squirm. I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Just admit I gotcha.
Well, I did get some new e-liquid in my e-cigarettes for legs.
Oh, just admit it. I gotcha.
You got me.
I gotcha. I got him. And look, I'll say this. First of all, did I get you? It's you, right?
You got Lee from New Orleans. I don't have any cigarettes for legs. And I'm not going to say I wish I did because I really respect my legs.
Now I'm second guessing it. I got you. I got you. It's okay.
Well,
look, you're one of my favorite callers. You're one of my favorite callers.
That's a high compliment.
But you want to know what? But what? But what? But it's not you.
But, Tom, I just got to let you know that I got to use cigarettes for legs, and I would hang up right now, but I just love this conversation we're having right now.
Well, let me ask you this. Now that I got you, right, and I got you.
You got me.
When the thing that makes me get you, your calls are just too on point. And that's the thing. You are your own, you betrayed yourself. Because, you know why? Every other caller on this show, I've been doing this show since the beginning of time, it feels like, at this point right now. And look, I don't care what your name is. I truly don't care. I've had a couple people come up to me and try to rat you out. I didn't want to know. Because apparently you got you're flapping your gums down there in Philly. You're flapping your gums and you're the e-cigs for legs guy. You got a couple friends that are snitches. So just understand this. Every call on this show, on some level, is imperfect. They ramble. They're not on target. They come in soft and then find the point, or they start off strong and then they start to lose it. You're the only caller who delivers point by point from beginning to end. You know why? Because you're not real. You're just saying what I want to hear. You're not actually because the people who call in are imperfect. That's because they're humans actually talking about something they experience. You're weaving a tale of fantasy so you can hit it and sound like the greatest call ever. Because it's not true.
Tom, I do have to admit, I rode a regular yellow school bus all throughout elementary school, middle school, and high school. So that is a big lie that I told you.
You knew I was fascinated by those fans. And so you gave me something about an amphibious school bus.
Oh, man.
Look, just say, Tom, this is what I want you to say. Hey, it's me, the e-cigs for legs guy. Tom, you got me.
Tom, you got me. It's the e-cigarettes for legs guy, and I'm just delivering on this great content about fan boats.
But you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do to you now, e-cigs for legs guy?
What you got?
First of all, give me one letter from your name. We're not even going to, I don't want to know your name, just we're going to identify you with one letter now.
L.
L. I'm going to give you till five to get out of here. I'm letting you loose. The hunt can begin again.
Tom, I know this guy is crawling on the skin hearing me masquerade as him, but, I'm truly, I don't wish that it was the e-cigarettes for legs guy.
So it's not
you. Got a fun gig.
All right. Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Do you have anything to do with your? This sounds like a false call. I have something. My antennae's up on this one.
It's not. I swear to God.
What line of work?
I'm in C&D at a liberal arts college here in Iowa.
You what? The what? I like him. Sorry, dude. I like when you call. You can do that every week. Out.
Let me hear.
In a matter of minutes. Best show.
Hey, Todd. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Greg in Philadelphia.
Greg in Philadelphia. What's up, Greg?
I was hoping to talk about the topic.
It's not him. I don't think it's him. I think that bastard escaped. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Bill from Tacoma.
No, it's a different Bill. Guy. Unless this is some sort of the V for Vendetta thing. Where everyone's the e-cigs for legs guy. I don't think I got him. I don't think it was him. You want to know what? I don't care if it was him. Because you know why? Because I do the show to entertain you. That's why I do the show. I'm not doing the show to catch this guy. I don't give a flying bleep. But really? I don't give a flying bleep about this guy. Guy done brings it, though. I don't know. Now I'm confused. Now I'm the one who got caught. All right. Now I'm more confused than ever. Yeah, this stinks. I'm vaguely trapped by the thing with this guy. Now it's a full on, now I am no different than, it's like Zodiac. I'm just trying to catch you know what I'm trying to catch? Ironically, e-cig smoke. It's as hard to catch this guy as it is to catch e-cig, and it's not smoke, it's vapor. Yeah, I'm trying to catch the vapor from an e-cig. That's how hard it is to catch this guy. I turn around, I'm the one who done got caught. I'm caught. So when it comes down to it, am I the e-cigs guy? I might as well be the e-cigs guy. Best show, hi.
Hey, Thomas, listener T.
Listener T, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. Not a lot. I had something for the topic, and I also wanted to reiterate, I think somebody earlier said that milk thing, that's definitely real. That's like a Midwestern thing, mostly Michigan, Wisconsin, even as far down as like St. Louis. But yeah, that's pretty common. And they'd say milk, they say pello, and a lot of them say Munster. Like, I was chased by a Munster.
Well, that's just troubling. These are the people that do nothing but make fun of the people in New Jersey and New York for their accents. Meanwhile, they're walking around saying milk? That's sick.
Yeah.
That's actionable to call yourself, to say milk. Milk.
It's unpleasant. There's no doubt about that.
I don't know. It is unpleasant. At best, it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
So how are you? What's going on?
Not a lot. I was thinking about this question. Now, is it anybody, like, fictional or real as far as celebrities go, or just real celebrities?
Whatever fits the bill for you, listener T. You're handcuffed. You're running through the bayou. Like the movie No Mercy.
My first thought would be, like, Bear Grylls. Somebody like that.
Yes.
Somebody who's got, you know, that kind of... I would probably want to pick somebody who had the potential to actually break the shackles.
There you go.
So like somebody with a sledgehammer and a cold chisel, mm-hmm. maybe.
Peter Gabriel.
Also thought about like The Rock or Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm. Those would be good because you know they would be like. Like they could get stuff. They're muscular and could smash those handcuffs.
Right, and I think that Dwayne the Rock Johnson might be one of the most like charismatic people in the world. So I'm sure he would charm anybody who actually happened to catch up with you.
That's true. What do you think about the idea that? These guys are just going to seem like you're the one holding them up now, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I don't know. I guess I would. That's why I would think like Bear Grylls would probably be the best fit, only because he's not that much smaller than I am, but he's also not like tremendously. He's just clever and resourceful.
Sure.
Come on, pick it up there, listener D. Let's get going.
You're slowing me down.
The Stone Cold Steve Austin will hit you over the head with a rock.
Yeah.
Turtle shell.
He'd be a little too motivational, I think.
Yeah, then he'll give you the 127 hours treatment.
Oh, no.
Right? He'll just be running through the bayou with your hand in the handcuff.
Yeah, he just yanked it off right at the beginning there.
Yeah. Well, I think you're operating along the right lines, though.
All right. Well, that's good. There was one more thing. I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time, and I keep forgetting it. But when I was in high school, I had a teacher. He was a great teacher, one of the best I ever had. But we had a class that was like just one quarter long. It was called Connecticut State Government or Connecticut History, right? I was in Connecticut. And he hated this class. He made no bones about thinking that it was not a very good or worthwhile class. But he gave us a bunch of information, and one of the things that he told us was that Samuel Colt, who invented, you know, the Colt revolver and this assembly line technique of building, products, he said he developed the assembly line. And he was also the first mass murderer in the history of Connecticut. He blew up 40 people on a raft in the Connecticut River. Ugh. And so a number of us could see he was having us on, but some of the kids in the class didn't know. And so when he put it on the test later on, anybody who answered first mass murderer, like, he marked it wrong, and then they got really upset.
Gotcha.
They were like, "But that's what you said." And he's like, "I lied. You don't look up. You don't look up something like that. You don't."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But he literally said that Samuel Colt barged 40 people in the late 1800s.
That's a funny way to test to see who's actually hanging in there.
Yeah, and the guy that was most angry was the guy who ended up being valedictorian of the class. So
yeah, of course. Look,
shows you a thing or two.
But then again, what, getting that right or wrong, how does that help you as an adult?
I think learning to tell when people are having a go at you is probably a better lesson than memorizing some facts about our dead forebears.
That's true. That's a good point. Would you, listener T, just to take the temperature of the audience, $30 to get a personalized message from AP Mike, is that something you'd purchase?
I do not think so. I do not think that I would, but I've...
And if you would have heard Dudio, ha, ha, ha.
Well, I would give less for them. Tell them that.
Dude's gonna get 15. Dude's gonna get 15. He wants to charge 15.
This is like a rap thing, right? This is like a hip hop thing.
Everybody's doing this thing.
Everybody's doing it.
Everybody. Andy Milonakis, Bam Margera. Everybody's all over this thing, reading whatever you tell them to read for money.
Wow. Yeah. Some people got more money than sense.
You hear that, Mike? And soon you'll have more money. You'll have that money. You'll be one of them. All right, listener T, you have a great night. Thanks
you
for
too,
calling.
Tom.
Okay. Bye. I just want to say something also. First of all, the best show, we don't got no ads no more. There's no commercials on this. Not reading spots for mattresses or for things like that now. We tried it. It was great. I appreciate everybody who helped with it. But I wanted something different from the show. We just do Patreon now. That is how you participate in sponsoring and keeping the show on the air. You go to patreon.com/thebestshow, and you give whatever you can give, and we appreciate all of it, and it all goes to keeping the show funded and operable and all of it, yeah. And there's no more ads, and I want to say this. I want to apologize to you, the Best Show listener. There's been a trend on this show, and I'm going to reverse the trend starting right now. Starting right now. If you're kind enough to support this show through Patreon, then it is on me to keep this show pure. And I'm not doing no more, not doing no more Kickstarter plugs and any of that stuff. The show's not a giant infomercial. It's not an infomercial. And I'm not judging anybody who I've let plug, because anybody who says anything on the air, I'm letting that get through, so the buck stops with me on it. But I heard from a few people, and I agree with them. So, that ain't happening anymore. We find the balance. And we'll find the balance with that. And I, balance is off. We'll get the balance right. Right? Just like Depeche Mode said, get the balance right. Remember that song, Mike? And of course you don't. It was not a hit. It was one of their rare early singles that did not click. People did not want that song. But I want to get the balance right. And I will get the balance right. We are not going to let the show fall apart or be compromised piece by piece, brick by brick. No, I apologize. I am here to, the show is important to me, and I want to defend that, and I will. There you go. That's it. Best Show, hi.
Greetings, this is Jason in Seattle.
Jason in Seattle, what's up, Jason?
Well, I'm going to venture a guess. I believe I'm the first caller that's ever been giving themselves a colonic, as they called.
Well, follow that with a question.
Okay.
Why?
Cleaning out.
No, I'm not asking why you would do, why would you call while doing that?
Because of...
Get off my phone. I want to know the answer. Weirdo getting his thrills. Calling a show, talking about the colon. What's that, Mike? That's what you're doing out there, huh? Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
I tell you, Mike's not happy with me. You know why? I didn't show up with applesauce. I didn't show up with applesauce.
Well, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, what are you going to do? To whom am I speaking?
This is Paul from Toronto.
Paul from Toronto. What's up, Paul?
Not much, you know. Enjoying the show.
Yeah, what are you doing up there, huh?
I'm doing some Best Show.
Yeah. What do you got for me?
All right, so cruising down the bayou, escaping the law. I would imagine one of those, like, boats with the fan on the back. Or that New York, Florida. I'm not sure, but maybe it's not the best celebrity or biggest name, but I would like to be shackled to friend of the show, Damien Abraham.
It's a pretty good one. Riding through the bayou with Damien from Effed Up.
Yep.
Right.
And he'd be like power bombing alligators and
I would imagine, like, using me as a whip to,
First thing you would do, you're right. If you steal one of the, you got to steal one of those fan boats. You steal one of those, you're home free. Because then he would, you'd get the fan boat going, and he would blow one of his pot smoke out through the thing. It would hotbox the entire swamp. The entire bayou would be hotboxed.
But he also, like, he's got the wrestling background, too. So, like, you know, powerbomb alligators.
You picture an alligator climbs up on the thing. He'll do a wrestling move on him. And then he'll blow his pot smoke out of the thing. It'll get dispersed through the fan. Yeah, I think you might have picked the right guy.
Well, but also along the way, between alligators and like crazy hillbillies, like, you know, the guys from Deliverance or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He regale me with stories about, like, oh, yeah, here's the time I saw the BFGs at Lee's Palace or whatever.
All right, you're falling asleep. Are you falling asleep on me? What's going on? What's going on?
No.
You're losing the thread a little bit here, my friend.
Well, like, I was, like, just saying, like, he's got a lot of stories. He's seen a lot of bands. Very Chihuahua-centric, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a way, yes, I am losing thread, but like.
That's okay. Look, you made a great call. Great call. You did it. You did it already. You're done. You did a great call. What more could you ask for?
Exactly.
All right, my
friend.
Thank you,
Tom. You have a great night.
Bye. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. This is Jason in Texas.
Jason in Texas. What's up, Jason?
Hey, I'm a little nervous to talk to you, but I'm really excited that I'm on the show, so thank you.
Will you relax?
Mike told me that the topic is who you would be handcuffed to.
In the bayou, yeah.
On the bayou, yeah. James Brown or Leadbelly, or both. Actually, both. Preferably both.
Well, neither of them are alive, so that might slow you down a little bit, I would assume.
Yeah, you have to do a little bit of magic to bring them back, but I think them, yeah, that's who I'd choose, because you know they've been through everything. They can help you, drag you out of the muck, and then sing you an awesome song.
All right. Makes sense.
Cool.
All right.
That wasn't the main reason why I called.
Okay.
To say that.
What do you got?
I think, man, I'm so nervous. I'm sorry. I got loaded because I was so excited about calling you.
You got loaded, right? What do you, what did you do? You drank, some peppermint schnapps? What did you do?
No, drinking Sutter Home.
Okay.
They're $5 a piece. You get four little bottles.
Uh huh.
And $5. You can get two for $10. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, look, you're here with me. It's all good. Take a deep breath and say what you got to say.
It's all good. All right. I believe you, Tom. It's hard for me to get into it, but can I just tell you how much I appreciate what you do? Like, how I think you're the only person out here doing the right thing. Like,
well, that's true. There's everyone else. It's a matter of what kind of trash they are. I am the only one that is not
absolutely
trash, and I appreciate you saying that.
But I have, that's just the tip of the iceberg, man. I think, like, you getting your supporters to, like, carry you because they love you without advertisers is
Nobody else can do that. And I think it's beautiful. And I think it's awesome how you use that money to take care of your boys, your crew, Mike, Jason, or Dudio, rather.
Now you can call him Jason. Jason's his name.
I'm sorry, say again?
Jason is his name, yeah. We call him Jason, yes. Or Dudio.
The real Jason, yes.
Yes, and Pat and the whole, yeah. Everybody here, we're all doing okay.
Yeah, you're taking care of each other. And I don't think many people are doing that anymore. Like,
no, there's people I've seen
so many friends come and go from your show, like, and, you know, they become successful, but why don't they carry you with them? Like, why aren't you involved in everything they're doing?
What? Like, who?
Isn't that a good question?
Like, who?
Well, all right, sorry, I might be speaking. I was thinking, Chris Gethard, Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, well, what? Look, I'm talking to these guys all the time. I'm fine. I got my own.
You know, I'm
going.
Sorry.
Don't worry. No, honestly, don't worry about it. I'm fine. Everybody's on their road. Everybody's on the road they're on. I'm on my road. I'm feeling good.
I'm sorry. I think we should combine the good things in our lives, work together, because.
But we do work together. We do work together.
But we're not changing the world.
Sure we are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe that. I mean, I do believe that.
Oh, it's true.
I'm actually really calling for your guidance.
All right, what's
because
wrong
of what you've built.
Okay, what's wrong then? What's wrong, my friend? How can I guide you?
I'm trying to put together a group of artists and an all-black community that I live in Texas, and trying to kind of bring a little more, flood the world with beauty, kind of, and love. And, I've got a few people behind me, but we've got to do it ourselves. It's got to be like a DIY thing, like what you're doing.
Sure.
And I figured you're the only one to call about that. You're the only one who knows how to do it. He started his own thing.
But you know how you do it? You know how you do it?
How?
You do it. That's how you do it. You just start doing it.
But can we do it together?
Well,
can I get some
Texas.
Help?
I don't live in Texas.
That doesn't matter. You have the ear of the nation.
All right. See, this is the thing. I can't. Just like you can't ask Chris Gethard Chris Gethard is trying to do stuff to do the best job he can with things.
No.
He can't. He's not a facilitator of stuff. He's a creator of stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody, if people support each other, then they're helping each other. That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but then do it. Then you start it though and start doing something.
I am. Do you want to know what I've started so far?
Sure.
I've been all over. I've been homeless. I've made it through the educational system, starting with community college because I did terrible in high school. Never cared about school. It's garbage. So I went through our institutions, made summa cum laude through university. I got into medical school, which I'm there right now, and I've realized that it's all BS. Like, the whole system, it's like, it's
okay.
Meant to keep people from being successful, almost. Like, people like you and me, who actually, grew up on the streets.
I grew up on
and the kind of fought to make a living of their life.
Fuck. I didn't grow up on the streets.
Well, figuratively, I'm sorry.
Look, I didn't grow up.
You've been through it.
Yeah, whatever. I had a middle to lower middle class upbringing at various points, and the line was pretty scary at points, and some years are better than others, and that's that's a part of the thing, and I went through it, and but you know what?
Are you stronger?
Yeah, of course I am. Of course.
I know.
I meet some of these kids, and they take a strong breeze blows them over. All the silver spoon crowd, they can't take it. They get one
piece
of
baggage,
and then they can't take it. But you know what? Then you set an example for everybody. You focus on the people who you recognize yourself in, and focus on them.
This is exactly why I need your guidance.
Don't even worry about the people who have things you don't have. Don't even worry about them.
I believe the same thing. Why I can't, with good conscience, finish medical school and be enslaved to the debt where I don't feel like we're really learning about healing at all.
Well, that's not mine to say. You got to carve your own path out. Whatever decisions you got to make for yourself. That's nobody else's.
Exactly.
That's nobody else's thing to carry, but you.
I know. Well, I mean, can't we carry each other a little bit?
Not in something like that. No, you got to make the call for yourself. I can't say for you to quit school, and it turns out it doesn't work out. You're mad at me.
No, it's not like that.
All right, well, I'm just saying, I can't. That's your call. That's your call.
I know, and I think I'm doing the right thing. And I guess by the end of this call, it's just like a vote of confidence or something. Like, do you think I'm doing the right thing refusing? I'll take the money they give me.
I can't say if you're doing the right thing or not. Do you think you're doing the right thing?
I do. I do.
Okay.
Trying to find a better way to heal.
It's all that matters
is
your life. It's your life. You're the one who's got to be happy with this life of yours.
I know. And this is, calling you is one of those ways.
Okay. But
convince you to get on board with building something.
Well, you got to figure that. Everybody's got to figure their own things out. You can't, and nobody else can make those decisions for you.
We can't ask for help.
You can ask for
volunteering when you don't have to,
and taking care
and fighting and defense.
I'm trying to talk right now. You can ask for input, but it's not a collective thing. I'm not sharing your decision. It's yours.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Just make your decision.
Okay.
Can I tell you how it goes? Of course you can.
Okay.
All right. Let me know what happens.
Can I get a goodbye?
I wish I could say yes. Goodbye. How's that?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You have a great night.
You too.
Ay-yi-yi. By the way, speaking of the Patreon.com/thebestshow, over there, you know what's going on? We put exclusive content up. There's exclusive audio goes up there. And there's going to be something exclusive going up starting next week. That's right. Season 3 of Meet My Friends, The Friends begins next week. Season 3 of Meet My Friends, The Friends. The Friends Recap Podcast. We're 2 seasons in. Season 3 begins next week. And trust me, it's good stuff. I'm telling you. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. To whom am I speaking?
This is Stephen from West Virginia.
Stephen in West Virginia? Oh, you know who's from West Virginia. Dudio.
Tom, we go through this every time.
Yeah. And every time I remind you that you're in his old stomping ground.
No, I'm not.
You're not in West Virginia?
I am, but he is from Western Virginia.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gotcha.
How are you doing?
I'm good. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Oh, I was really excited this morning as soon as I saw the topic. I hopped right on it and thought of some good answers
what do you
in
got?
My mind.
What do you
well,
got?
I just do the best of being me.
Then let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, I guess the first person I thought of that I'd like to be handcuffed to, or I think would be the most useful being handcuffed to out of celebrities, Jack White from the White Stripes.
Now, why is that?
Because I feel like he's read enough books. He's obsessed with, like, Bob Dylan and people who ride the rails. He would know a thing or two about being on the run.
So he would know a thing or two about being on the run because he read books about people who were never actually doing the thing, talking about doing the thing they never actually did.
Yeah. He's like a doomsday prepper, but instead of doomsday, it's like being a hobo.
Gotcha. All right, and he could sing songs to you too, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Like you could get him to sing. If you're on the run, running through the bayou with him, and all of a sudden you started going, boo, 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 boo. I bet you'd be mad. I bet you'd get mad. He'd be like, come on, man. All the songs, that's what you play, that's what you start singing?
No, I wouldn't. I do, since the guy was talking about Lead Belly, I do the Ballad of the Boll Weevil. He'd like that one.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it now. Give us a taste.
You may talk about the latest of your own. But these boll weevils, they will rob you of your home. They are looking for a home. They are looking for a home.
There you go. And now I think I'm rooting for you to get caught. I'm rooting against you now. Sorry.
Oh, man. Well, I also thought Henry Rollins would be kind of good.
Sure.
He'd be cool. He'd be kind of a survivalist. Mm-hmm. At least his character in that Wrong Turn movie.
Okay. You'd want.
And then one of the dudes from Animal Collective, because they're like conservationalists. They're all about nature. They would help me avoid like alligators and things.
Hold on a second. You are going to count on one of the people from Animal Collective to help you survive in the bayou.
Yeah.
Why?
They could be like, oh, that algae, you know. Don't use the bathroom in that.
No, you realize that I'm gonna just say you're doomed if you're get look. You're going to run around with one of the guys from Animal Collective because they would know which algae to not touch? That's a
yeah.
stretch.
And some of the things above it.
Yeah, no, you maybe don't have the greatest bayou awareness.
You're right. 100% right about that.
You're running around with Jack White, Henry Rollins, and A.V. Tear.
Geologist.
Yeah. It's great. Well, you're caught. You're going to get caught in the bayou. No offense.
You're right. I wouldn't last 2 seconds.
Right. You have a grand evening.
You too.
I do just want to say this was something in the works, which is pretty exciting now. Let me just set things up here. Okay. Yeah. We actually are trying to do get different guests on now. And we actually have somebody. This next guy who's going to be on is somebody. I mean, like, hero is a word that gets thrown around a lot. People throw that word around. This guy is, I guess, I would consider a hero in terms of the influence he had over what I've tried to do with my career and This is a guy who is a TV writer and director. He did a show, Hotel Riviera, which I don't know if you remember, anybody remembers, in the 80s, was one of those shows that kind of got canceled before its time. It's a Richard Benjamin sitcom. He did a show called Broken Records, which was like a music biz show in the 90s. And then about 10 or so years ago, he had a show called Doug's Way that ran for a couple seasons, three seasons. And that was 2005, I believe. And his name is Frank Cunningham, and he was a TV writer and director. And I think we have him on the line now. Mr. Cunningham?
Hi, is this Tom?
This is, yes.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me. It's that intro that you did was very... I'm humbled. I really am. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, no, of course. I appreciate you making the time for this because you're somebody who is important to me. So how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm summer's man, it's almost over. You know, it's just a few more weeks. I'm actually down here in the Outer Banks, North Carolina, with my family. We're having a really good time cooking out and just kind of taking it easy. Sure. How's your summer been going?
Pretty good. I've kind of stayed local more than maybe I would have liked, but it's been a good summer.
That's great.
You know, crazy weather and whatnot.
It's I don't know if you can hear it in the background. There's some heavy lightning going on, thunder. It's you know, normally that's kind of scary, but when you see it over the ocean, it's really, I don't know, it's very majestic. Mm-hmm. I think that's the right word.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't want to take too much of your time, especially if you're on vacation. I guess I just wanted to talk to you about your career and everything you've kind of accomplished. And I guess to begin, I would want to begin at the beginning. And kind of ask you how you got your start in show business as a writer and eventually as a director.
Well, you know, back then in the late 70s, you know, there weren't really, I don't want to say you had to know somebody, but it really helped to establish relationships before you actually did it.
Hello? Mr. Cunningham, hello? Mr. Cunningham? Hello? Mr. Cunningham, yes, I could not hear. Your answer got lost. It was all your phone sounded garbled on that.
How much did you hear?
You started to answer the question, and then you kind of got lost there.
So you didn't hear any of it?
Not the answer part, no.
This phone. It's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but I've had other issues with this phone where I will, you know, sometimes, I don't know if it's not, the signal's weird or something, but this is not the first time I've heard this. And, you know, it's interesting when I was buying the phone, the guy was, I thought I was buying one of these, the big phone, you know, it's an X.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's an 8S or something, and I thought it was going to, I thought I was buying the big one, and I was kind of glad I didn't get the big one, because truthfully, those seem like they won't even fit in your pocket, you know what I mean? So I'm glad I got this one, but for some reason I'm having some issues with it. So anyway, I'm very sorry.
No, it happens. Don't worry. Yeah, so we were talking, actually, I was asking you about just how your career began and how you had gotten your start in your career as a writer and then eventually a writer-director.
Right. Well, we could start talking about the first show where I really kind of hit it, which, as you mentioned, was Hotel Riviera.
Hello? Mr. Cunningham. Hello? I still can't. I could not hear.
It happened again?
It happened again, yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to... When I get back to the mainland, as they call it, I'm going to wring that guy's neck, but it's... There are times I wonder if... I've had this phone for probably... I guess about 2 months or so, and I feel almost like it's cursed, almost like it's the Christine of phones or something. Remember that movie?
Sure, the Stephen King movie.
Yeah, where there was a 45-year-old man playing the bully.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
That was back when I think it was harder to graduate, and they literally would keep you in high school.
No matter how long
it took.
Yep, and I think technically that's known as the Stalker-Channing syndrome.
Yes, I think the Greece, I think, had a whole thing when with Danny, his crew. I think there was one guy in the crew who I think he looks like he needs hip surgery. Like he needs to get his when he's dancing a little bit, looks like he's got a trick knee or something.
Well, the word was that actor, he did have to get rolled onto the set in a wheelchair, and then I guess they shot him up with something or other, and then he was able to do the takes, and then he was back in the chair.
Sure, you do the whole Grease Lightning dance, and then just immediately crumple back into a wheelchair.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but I brought up Christine because I, this phone, I feel like it's cursed. I went to the movies recently. I went to see that documentary about the Three Identical Strangers. I'm not sure if you've seen that excellent film, but I get up and I walk out of the theater and I can't find the phone and it's gone and I'm freaking out, and then eventually I have to go back in. And the next showing is already being seated, and I have to go and ask this woman who was in my seat, and I said, "Can you please stand up and let me look and see if I left my phone here?" And sure enough, it was in between the cushions of the seat. It's one of those new theaters where it's almost like the chairs are better than your chairs at home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know those places?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I did end up finding it, but I just feel like, am I not meant to have this phone?
Yeah, like it's not working ideally for you, and it's trying to escape you, trying to like get away.
Yeah, maybe the phone doesn't like me.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't.
There's a show in that, I think, maybe.
And the idea of a phone trying to get away from its owner.
Yeah, like the owner. We could spitball this right now. The owner has bad breath or something, or just the timbre of the owner's voice rubs the phone the wrong way.
Sure, sure. Yeah, there's something there. There's something there.
Could be.
Yeah, but can I just get back to this initial... thing I was interested in to talk about your career.
Of course.
Just to talk about just the early days when you had first gotten your career rolling as a writer and then eventually as a writer-director. About what was that experience like?
Well, I think you're talking about before I got jaded. You know, it's you're so excited to have your own career at that point. The ball's rolling.
Mr. Cunningham, the connection is even worse now. Sir, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? Sir?
Please don't tell me it happened again.
It happened again. It was actually a little worse this past time.
It was worse this time?
It was worse, yeah.
Oh, I hate this phone. I mean, I just hate it. Half the time we're talking on this phone, I just want to break it in half, and I hate you. I hate you so much, you stupid phone. I'm going to smash it. I'm going to smash you into the day, you piece of grunt. You MF.
I mean, I know it's frustrating, but it's still just a phone. It's just a piece of technology. You know, Mr. Cunningham, sir.
Hey, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get too. You can't get super worked up about the phone, you know.
I can actually hear you a lot better now.
Really?
Yeah.
Strange.
How am I more clear?
Oh, without a doubt, yes. No, this is crystal clear now.
Wow.
This is unbelievable. Maybe I
might have fixed it.
You might have. Did you smash it?
I did smash it, yeah.
You smashed it, okay, because I could just hear you yelling. I couldn't. So you actually did. Maybe that's what fixed it then.
I did. I threw it on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And it bounced around. Huh. Well, I think I did fix it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
let's
that's
keep doing. Let's keep talking.
Sure. Yeah. I just have to say it was very... You were very intense, though, talking about the phone. And it really sounds... Is this something you just need to go deal with or take a nap or go to bed or something?
Take a nap? That's not too insulting.
Well, no, I don't mean... I just mean it sounds like you're having a very hard time with...
Well, I got frustrated with the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You never want to smash your phone?
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't scream in front of people on a radio show. I wouldn't literally start yelling at the phone as if it was a person. But look, I was just concerned. That's all I'm saying.
It's fine. It's in the past. I thank you for looking past it. I'd love to answer your questions.
Sure.
It feels like mm-hmm. everything's working now on my end, and I think it's smooth sailing from here on
okay.
out.
Okay,
so,
great.
So fire away.
Okay. So just figuring out where you were when you started off as a
mm-hmm.
writer, and then then eventually a writer director. What was that chapter of your life like?
Well, you know, I felt like I really discovered who I was and why I was here. I finally felt that I had, as I just said, found my rightful place.
Oh. I'm doing it again, Frank. Frank. Mr. Cunningham, it's happening again. It sounds bad again.
It does?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it started. It sounds bad again.
The connection is bad?
Yeah. I think that whatever the bad connection is, it's back again.
Oh, well, you know, it's probably not the connection at all. I was talking into a bottle the whole time.
Like, I was talking like that.
Yeah. You were talking, so that's why it sounded, but the previous times it happened.
Mm-hmm.
What were you also, you were also talking into a bottle the previous times it happened?
Yes.
Okay, so can I ask why you were? He's not there. Oh, that's weird. That is very strange. Mike, I don't know how I feel about that. Wait, Mike left? Okay. Oh, thank goodness. I don't know what I'd do, Mike, if you left. And remember, Mike, those guys out there, look, Dudio's, he came through. No, he came through. And when Mike says you came through, no, Mike means it. When Mike says you come through, you're coming through. And Pat, you come through too. Pat and Mike and Dudio, it's a good crew out there. But I'm just going to say this. Mike, remember this. When push comes to shove, neither of those guys are fit to carry your jock. And look, they bring their own skill set to the table. Everybody brings a skill set to the table. Bless us all. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Liz.
Liz, where are you calling from, Liz?
I'm currently in Cleveland, but I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, home of?
Home of Cubby Bear.
Cubby Bear.
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind.
No, no. Come on. Who's from Chicago? You can say it.
Who's from Chicago?
Come on. The
Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan is not from Chicago. He had a professional career in Chicago. What about the world is a vampire? Right?
Oh, Billy Corgan.
He's from Chicago.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you know who else is from Chicago? Old Joe from that song. Like Old Joe. They played Madison Square Garden this past week.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. My phone is dying.
That's all right.
Sorry.
You'll be in the air tonight. You have a great night.
All right,
night.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay. Bye, Liz. Best show, hi.
Oh, hey, Tom.
To whom am I speaking? Who's this?
This is Mary from Lansdale.
Mary from Lansdale. I know you, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what's going on tonight?
Well, the reason I'm calling in is because I came across something really weird today.
Yes.
My husband, out of the blue, starts talking to me about how when he was a kid, so this is like the late 70s, he loved Godzilla, right?
Uh-huh.
And so he started talking about how he kind of half remembered these Godzilla comics, like comic books put out by Marvel.
Sure, yes.
And so, like, I've never seen these, but he started describing them to me. He said, like, sometimes Godzilla was, you know, gigantic, you know, 600 feet tall or whatever, smashing through cities. But then he said there was at least one comic where Godzilla is, like, with shield down at the docks fighting people. And he's like, man-sized, like, human-sized.
Really?
And I had no idea what he was talking about.
I have no idea what he's talking about either.
But it turns out it's absolutely true. There is, like, a whole series where they're able to shrink Godzilla with Pym particles And he's, like, fighting crime down at the docks in New York in, like, the late 70s. And the best thing is, there's at least one panel where they have Godzilla has been hiding wearing a trench coat and a hat. And they have a panel that they draw of, like, you know, I guess, you know, he finally gets fed up dealing with these criminals. And there's a drawing of him, like, throwing off this trench coat and his hat and just going, rawr, and, like, going after these criminals down at the dock.
But he's, like, just a small Godzilla?
Yes. It's so weird.
That is truly strange.
Yeah.
Why was he small?
Well, apparently, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. was like, well, we can control him and, I guess, use him to fight crime if we hit him with those PIM particles that Ant-Man has.
Sure. So Godzilla got mixed up with Ant-Man?
Apparently. In fact, there's also, like, another panel where he's, you know, grows giant again and gets into, like, some sort of argument with J. Jonah Jameson, who leans out of Skyscraper and just starts yelling at him.
So they just worked Godzilla right into the Marvel fabric of things.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
It's a very weird thing, and people should just look for that panel where he's throwing off his trench coat that to fight guys in New York.
I wouldn't even think Godzilla would know how to put on a trench coat, no matter what size he was.
I know.
I went to the movies and I saw Ant-Man again, right? It's a great movie. And I say this, I saw it in 3D the first time. 3D is 3D. They got to get rid of that for once and for all. I tried to go. I didn't know the showing I went to. It was not supposed to be 3D, but it was. So it was just like, fine. It was the only window to see it at that point. And 3D is the worst.
Yeah, I'm
done. Who's that aimed at anymore?
I don't know. I don't enjoy 3D. I really don't. Like, there are very few movies where I was really into it. Like, Gravity was pretty cool for the 3D, because you kind of felt like you were floating in space. But beyond that, I don't see the point.
Yeah, I don't get it. And then I saw Sorry to Bother You. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that yet. That's actually, like, I'm going to see Black Klansman and then hopefully Sorry to Bother You, like, this weekend.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, that was really good. And then I just keep thinking about it. Now I'm just like, yeah, I think that was great. I think it was better than I thought it was. You know why? Because it had a point of view. I'm going to say this. There's so many of these people, they make a movie and they sleepwalking their way through it, and they're acting like it's a privilege that you get to watch them do something. But Boots Riley making this movie, you could tell he waited a long time to get to make a movie, and he put everything he had into that thing, and that thing is just, he's having a great time making it, and there's a spirit running through it because he's getting to say what he wants to say in it. And say it how he wants to say it. And I loved it.
That's awesome. I really am looking forward to seeing it. Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, what else did I see? What else did I see, Mary?
What is out right now?
So Mission Impossible. I love that.
Uh-huh.
That was great. I saw Incredibles 2. I like that. I saw a bunch of movies lately.
Cool. I've fallen behind, which really annoys me.
I gotta say, Mary, suddenly I don't feel so good. Something just hit me. I think I'm not feeling so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Feel better, Tom.
Thank you. I'm gonna jump off.
Good night.
Night. Yeah, I'm going to take two calls and then wrap it up. I weirdly am not feeling 100%. Very strange, very strange. What else did I need to talk about? Special, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Mia Schneider.
What's your first name?
Mia.
Mia.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Mia?
Not much.
Are you enjoying the summer?
Yeah. May I please speak to Gary?
Gary's not here tonight. I wish he was. He's not.
Oh.
He'll be here. He'll be here in a couple weeks. So you call back, Mia. Suddenly, Gary. I'm not feeling great. All of a sudden, I'm not feeling great. Hold on, wait. Somebody's knocking at the door. All right. Pull it together, Tom. The kids need you. Hold on.
Hello?
Wait, hold on, Mia. Somebody's here.
Okay.
Hello? It's me! Who is this?
Dun, 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 dun. Mike sucks!
That's the nicest thing I ever heard. Don't.
Mike sucks! Mike sucks!
I love it! I love it! Mike sucks, and everybody knows it.
You're the coolest ever.
Who, Mike? Or me?
Tom, yeah. You're just joking.
I'm just joking.
You're just joking! You hear that, Mike? She's just joking! Mike sucks! Let's do it one more time!
Mike sucks!
How old are you?
How old are you?
Oh, I'm 7.
7? Yeah, I think I hear Dyfus knocking on the door. Tell Dad.
Buddy?
Yeah. I love it. Don't say words like that, though. It's bad. Except when you're talking about Mike. What's your favorite subject in school?
I like math.
Okay, you're good at math. What's 3 plus 3?
It's 6.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What's 9 times 9?
What?
9 times 81. 81. Hold on. Carry the thing. That's right. What's Dad saying now?
Give him a piece of your mind.
Give me a piece of your mind.
Do you climb trees?
Yeah. But I drive a car.
And a car. Grab it.
Okay. Yeah. I know what you look like, and I know what you sound like. Just, I've never seen you in real life.
Yeah. Well, where are you?
I don't know.
What state are you in?
I'm in Parkdale, Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. I'm not out there. I'm in New Jersey.
Tell me you're going to Florida tomorrow.
I'm going to Florida tomorrow, though.
You are? What are you going to do down there?
I have family down there.
Do you have a shrimp connect?
No.
No? Mike has one.
I do a lot of baseball, and I do a lot of soccer, too.
Okay. What position do you play in baseball?
I play coach pitch.
What? What do you play?
Coach pitch.
Thomas Middleditch? What?
I say you're the coach and the pitcher.
sure you're playing baseball?
Yes.
Not some weird game your dad's making up.
Dave, you're a coach and a pitcher.
I'm a coach and a pitcher.
Now, with your team, do you have a pitcher, right?
Yes.
Do you have a belly itcher?
Yes.
All right, I gotta get going, but do it one more time for me.
Mike sucks.
Classic, classic. Have a great trip to Florida.
Yes, I don't know what to say.
Say thank you.
Thank you,
Mike. Oh, that kid gave you the business, Mike. Yeah. Mike's not nuts about that one. All right, final call. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, hi.
Sorry.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going all right. I'm not feeling so hot all of a sudden, but what's going on with you?
Well, this is Brian from Ridgewood, Queens.
Okay.
And,
very nice.
Got to apologize. I'm going into this one a little blind. My computer wouldn't play the show.
Yeah.
My phone would. But I couldn't play the show while I was on hold waiting to talk to you.
That's all right.
Yeah, and Mike told me to speak up a little bit. I think my kitchen has bad reception. Anyway, moving over to my couch.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Anyway, I had one for the topic.
What do you got?
I was wondering if anybody said John Lurie yet.
You'd want to run around with John Lurie in the bayou.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, that's I think it'd be call. Fun.
That's your call.
What?
I don't know. That's your call. Look, he seems like a nice enough guy. Might not be an ideal fit for me and him to be handcuffed in the bayou.
Uh-oh. Did I bring up something sensitive?
No. He just, he's a little rough on social media.
Oh.
He got into it with my boy. Right, Mike? He got into it with my boy, Mike.
And is that right?
I'll side with Mike every time. I'm going to side with Mike every time.
Yeah, I didn't do my research. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, but if you knew that, then you'd know too much would be the thing. I'd be troubled how much you know about. He got into it with Mike, and I got to side with Mike on this.
Can I ask what happened?
I don't know. They were squabbling over lounge lizard bootlegs or something.
Well, I could hand you another one too.
What do you got?
Matthew McConaughey's character
from what?
True Detective.
You'd want to run around with Cole Sprouse?
Yeah, see, I think it'd be pretty good because I would be constantly entertained by whatever madness was coming out of his mouth.
Yes, I think that would work, and he knows his way around the bayou.
Oh, yeah, he would definitely know how to drive a fan boat, that kind of thing.
Yes, I hear you. I'm with you, Chief. This is a great call.
Sorry, I didn't hear you there.
I said it's a great call, and I appreciate all your contributions tonight.
All right.
Have a grand evening.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right, I got to just end the show. I ain't feeling so hot. Should I play? Something and I'll say goodbye and we'll pull it together and figure out what's what, and we come back and we've done it before and we'll do it again. It's the best show, baby. This ain't no fly-by-night operation. I give what I got to give. Here's something. First album, gotta love it, Hound on the best show. Be back. Figure it out. I don't know what next week is. A song called Affordable Hypnotist from the Out of Time album by Hound. Bye. Hold on. Started right. Started wrong. Go.